Unit 8, Hyder Ali Conquest and His Foreign Policy, page 1, Structure, 8.0, Objectives, 8.1, Introduction, 8.2, Hyder Ali's Early Life, 8.3, Political Career, 8.3.1, The Siege of Devan Ali, 8.3.2, The Siege of Hyderabad, 8.3.3, The Siege of Trichinopoli, 8.3.4, As the Fojudar of Dinjigal, 8.3.5, As the Savoyard of Mysore Kingdom, 8.3.6, As the Sarvadhikari of Mysore, 8.4, Political Situations in India, 8.4.1, Conquests, 8.5, Foreign Policies, 8.5.1, Relation with the Marathas, 8.5.2, Relation with the French, 8.5.3, Hyder Ali and the English, 8.6, An Estimate, 8.7, Summary, 8.8, Self-Assessment Questions, 8.9, Suggest Books for Further Studies.
Page 2, 8.02, Objectives. After reading this unit, you will be able to know Point 1, the early life and political career of Hyder Ali. Point 2, the political achievements of Hyder Ali. Point 3, the relationship between Hyder Ali and the Marathas, the French and the English. Point 4, the political conditions which prevailed in Mysore. Point 5, about the Anglo-Mysore Wars. 8.1, Introduction. Mid-18th century was a period of confusion in India. It offered a great opportunity to an ambitious person to rise quickly to the highest rank of power. Hyder Ali and Tipu Sultan appeared on the Indian scene at this period of internal dissensions. They played such a dominating role that they succeeded elevating in Mysore, a small state, to the rank of an important power and brought it into contact with the bigger world around. Besides, they staked their all in their fight against the foreign power. Their regimes began with wars against the English. They also ended with wars against them. Mysore was a small state in a far-off corner of India at the time of Hyder's rise to the power. After the Third Battle of Panipat in 1761, the Marathas had started taking a keen interest in the south, and Mysore became the proverbial playground for their military exploits. Likewise, the Nizam, the French, and the English introduced a new factor into the politics of this region and thus caused a total upset in the balance of the power. Hyder's main policy from 1762 to 1778 was to preserve his state against the onslaught of his neighbors, particularly the Marathas. His skillful diplomacy was such that he could turn even the most adverse situation to his advantage. Hyder Ali was succeeded by his illustrious son, Tipu Sultan, who was even better known than his father for his valor, dynamism, and strong will. 8.2. Hyder Ali's Early Life. The history of Hyder Ali's life, family, until it was raised to prominence by his father, Fateh Muhammad, is for the most part obscure. But according to some accounts, his ancestors were said to came from Arabia to Bijapur during the end of the 16th century AD.
Page 3. In course of time, the descendant of that family migrated to Kolar. Hyder Ali's grandfather, Muhammad Ali, was in the service of the Nawab of Sirah. He had four sons. His fourth son, Fateh Muhammad, a soldier of fortune, served under different courts of chieftains. At last, he rose to prominence as a commander of 400 foot and 200 horses in the service of Nawab Dargah Quli Khan of Sirah. The Nawab of Sirah granted Bodikot in Kolar district to him as a token of gratitude to his service.
After the death of the Nawab, he attached himself to his son Abdul Rasul Khan, who held the Jagir of Daddaballapur.
Fateh Muhammad had two sons by his younger wife, Sahib Shahbaz and Haider Ali. Haider Ali, the younger son, was born in 1721 AD at Bodikot in Kolar district. After the death of the Nawab of Sirah, the successor of him engaged is in mutual warfare. In the meantime, Fateh Muhammad died when Haider Ali was only a 7 years old boy. His early life was full of trial and tribulation.
As Fateh Muhammad had left some debts, his family, which was at Doddaballapur, was badly ill-treated by Abbas Kuli Khan,
son of Abdul Rasul Khan, who beat and imprisoned Haider and his brother Shahbaz and plundered their belongings to recover the debt. Alarmed at the treatment meted out to his two her children, Fateh Muhammad's widow informed to Ghulam Haibar Sahib, a nephew of her husband, who was employed in Mysore, about her distress. Haider Sahib immediately appealed to the Lord Devarajaya of Mysore and succeeded in redeeming the entire debt through Mal Raja and secured these two brothers' release. After securing her freedom, Fateh Muhammad's widow, accompanied by the children, proceeding to Bangalore and from there to Sri Rangapatna. Henceforth, they began to live under the protection of Haider Sahib, who brought up Haider Ali and his brother Shahbaz as his own children and taught them the use of arms and horsemanship. Meanwhile, Haider Sahib has become prosperous and influential in Mysore. By his influence, Shahbaz, the brother of Haider Ali, secured a service in Mysore. Then in Mysore, Dalvoi Nanda Rajya was very powerful. After the death of Ghulam Haider Sahib, Shahbaz, brother of Haider Ali, succeeded to the command of this detachment. Shahbaz moved up in his service. His brother Haider Ali also joined him. Thus, for nearly 10 years, the family of Haider Ali wandered in search of both protection and support. Because of this, Haider Ali and his brother were denied education. Hence, Haider Ali remained an illiterate, but he became more informed and knowledgeable in the art of warfare, through which he rose in prominence. Page 4, 8.3, Political Career. 8.3.1, The Siege of Devanahalli. Haider Ali's first political career begins with the siege of Devanahalli during 1746 to 47 AD. Mysore army marched to siege Devanahalli, a frontier outpost of Mysore. Haider Ali then accompanied his brother Shahbaz as a volunteer horseman. It was at this siege that his talents as a soldier was first revealed. The great daring displayed by this young soldier attracted the attention of Dalvoi Nanda Rajya, who soon gave him the command of 50 horse and 200 foot soldier. This started Haider's meteoric career, whose eventually ended with his becoming the de facto ruler of a great part of South India. 8.3.2, The Siege of Hyderabad. The next great event in Haider Ali's life was when he accompanied the Mysore army under Berik Venkata Rao, which was dispatched by Nana Rajya in 1750 AD to ascend Nasir Jung, son of Ashif Jah Nizam ul Mulk, the Mughals' governor of Deccan. This provided Haider Ali an opportunity to exhibit his skills in the art of warfare. In 1748 AD, Ashif Jah Nizam ul Mulk, the Mughal governor in the Deccan, was died. His death resulted in internal struggle between his son Nasir Jung and his grandson Muzaffar Jung. Both of them claimed themselves as the real Subedras of Deccan. In this internal conflict, both the English and the French decided to participate. In 1750-51, during the war, Nasir Jung was treacherously murdered by Nawab of Kuddapa. Owing to the confusion which followed the incident, Nasir Jung's treasure fell into the hand of the French, but a portion of it was also seized. Within bracket, 15th Camel Loads of Treasure by Haider Ali with the help of his Baidar peons. He has also gathered 500 muskets and 300 horses from the battlefield. Before his return to capital, Srirangapatna, he visited Pondicherry to personally see the French troops, and he admired the discipline of French troops. After his return to Srirangapatna, with the wealth thus obtained, he augmented his troops with modern weaponry, particularly French muskets, and began to train them with the help of some French disasters. Thus, the struggle at Hyderabad taught many lessons to him. It also made him the acquaintance with most modern war equipments and warfare. The siege of Devanahalli and Hyderabad campaign provided an opportunity to Haider Ali to settle down with his family at Devanahalli.
Page 5. 8.3.3. The siege of Trichinopoly.
In the meanwhile, in Carnatic provinces, there emerged another kind of internal political problem. During 1751 to 1752 AD, there was a contest between Muhammad Ali and Chanda Sahib for the Nawabship of Arcot. Muhammad Ali, hard-pressed by his rival, who was supported by the French, appealed to Nanja Rajya to Dalvoy of Mysore for assistance, and in return promised to cede Trichinopoly and its dependences to Mysore. Nanja Rajya Dalvoy of Mysore, dazzled by the prospect of acquiring fresh territory, at once proceeded to Trichinopoly to help Muhammad Ali. Haider accompanied Dalvoy and helped the Mysore army for supplying both soldiers and money. The Mysorean, along with the English 4th Army by 4th Chanda Sahib and the French. Meanwhile, Chanda Sahib was killed. Muhammad Ali did not cede Trichinopoly to Mysore, but ceded only to island of Srirangam. Therefore, Nanja Rajya joined the France and tried his best to capture Trichinopoly from Muhammad Ali and the English. But he did not succeed and had to return disappointment to Mysore. Though it ended his disaster and humiliation to Nana Rajya, but it provided Haider Ali with a first-hand knowledge on the European mode of warfare. He could see for himself the brilliances and the daring of Robert Silvix, and the ability and the spirit of Lawrence. The courage and perseverance which he displayed in the campaign greatly impressed Nana Rajya and paved the way for his further advancement. It also greatly helped him to furnish the supplies of men and money when he returned to Mysore in 1755 AD from Trichinopoly. Nanja Rajya conferred upon him the title Fateh Haider Bahadur, and he was appointed as the master of 2,000 horses and 4,000 soldiers. He was also purchased new weapons, particularly matchlocks and a new type of rifles to strengthen his army. Thus, the Carnatic campaigns brought Haider very close to the tactics of European warfare. 8.3.4 As the Forger of Dingigal. As we said above, Haider Ali made a name for himself as a loyal servant of Nana Rajan during the struggle for Trichinopoly. When he returned to Mysore from Trichinopoly, Nanja Rajya appointed him as the military governor of Dingigal, where a strong man was required to crush the refractory Paligas and chieftains and restore peace in region. Haider Ali punished the Paligas and succeeded in establishing law and order. He also collected huge amount of money as booty from many of these local chiefs. During his stay at Dingigal, he also augmented his troops, organized his artillery, and established an arsenal under the supervision of French engineer. Thus, Haider Ali maintained peace and stability in the region. Page 6. 8.3.5 as the surveyor of Mysore Kingdom. When Hyder Ali was in Dinchigal, he was keeping a watch on the political developments which were taking place at Mysore. The conditions in Srirangapatnam were becoming deteriorating. The relations between the Dalvois and the Raja of Mysore, Krishna Raja Vodiyar II, were strained. The Raja had become a real puppet in the hand of Dalvoi Nanja Raiha. There were also serious differences between the Dalvoi brothers relating to matter of state policy. Moreover, owing to the cost of the expedition to Trichinopoly and the repeated inclusion of the Nizam and the Marathas, the Mysore government was financially bankrupt. In consequence, the pay of the troop was several months in arrears. They were therefore discontented and, to get their grievances redressed, sat in dharna, preventing water and provisions from being carried into the houses of Nanja Raja. On hearing of the disturbed state of Srirangapatnam, Hyder immediately proceeded there in 1757. For he was regarded as the only man capable of restoring normal conditions. He reconciled Devaraja and Nand Raja, assured the Raja of his protections, and succeeded in discharging the arrears of pay to the soldier. By doing this, he won the confidence of the soldier. The soldier begins to like him. These measures enhance Hyder pressed it so much. Meanwhile, in 1758, once again the Marathas invaded Mysore. Hyder Ali was appointed commander-in-chief and was entrusted with the task of repelling the invaders. Hyder, as usual, rose to the occasion and, by carrying on a successful struggle against the invaders, extorted favorable terms of peace. He returned to Srirangapatnam in triumphs and was welcomed by the Raja and the people as the savior of Mysore. To recognize his success, the Maharaja honored him as Nawab Hyder Ali Khan Bahadur. In the open darbar that marked the end of Nanja Raja's power and Hyder's rise. Even though by this time the state affairs in Srirangapatnam has waxed, Dalvoi Nanaranja, who was responsible for upcoming of Hyder Ali, by this time had become powerless. The soldier once again started showing his discreets. The pay of the troops having again fallen into errors, they once more sat in dharna. Nanaraja, unable to cope with the problem which faced him, and having lost his prestige owing to his repeated military defeats, decided to retire from political life. Actually, Hyder Ali forced Nanaraja into political retirement, and this meant virtually to the end of the Dalvoi regime.
Khande Rao, the military general who sometimes acted more powerful in the absence of Hyder Ali, also began to hate Hyder Ali. Page 7. He had made an attempt to overthrow Hyder Ali, being oppressive of his rapid rise to prominence and power. But political circumstances led to the removal of Nanja Rajaya. His place was later occupied by Hyder Ali. 8.3.6. As the Sarvadhikari of Mysore, the Marathas renewed their attacks on the outskirts of Mysore. In the month of August in 1758, the Marathas, led by Gopal Rao and Malhar Rao, after receiving the war booty from the chieftain of Chitradurga, later took possessions of Kandikere, Chikkanaya Kannahalli, Honnavalli and Turuvekere. They insisted Mysore to pay the money which was due to the Peshwa. When they began to attack Mysore, Hyder Ali exhibited his mastery and skill over art of warfare. In December 1759, he also succeeded in extending his hold over the fort of Mysore. He also curtailed the powers of Nanja Rajaya by sending him to Konnanur. With the retirement of Nanja Rajaya, the prominence of Hyder Ali over Mysore began to expand more. By 1759, he had become powerful both as a military general as well as a skilled diplomat. Thus, Hyder Ali came to enjoy political control over the affairs of Mysore Kingdom from 1759 onwards. Krishnaraja Wadayar II, who ascended the throne in 1734, ruled till 1766 AD. It was during this period Hyder Ali gradually rose into political prominence. Krishnaraja Wadayar was only the nominal ruler. The Dalvois enjoyed powers of executive head of the state. The Dalvois had extended their control not only on the king but also on the affairs of the palace, the army and the mint. Even the department heads were also under the control of the Dalvois. Hyder Ali, by exhibiting his skills over the art of warfare and diplomacy, gradually replaced the Dalvois. The military skill which Hyder Ali exhibited during the time of the invasions of the Marathas proved the point that Mysore needs a person like Hyder Ali to lead the state in the time of crisis. Slowly and gradually, Hyder Ali rose into political prominence. Later, he concerned Krishnarajaya Wadayar II, ruler of Mysore, and gripped the supreme reins of government and made himself master of the state in 1761 AD. After coming to enjoy the real power, Hyder Ali realized not to come into conflict with the royal family. He considered the king as a sovereign of Mysore. He did not behave like the sovereign power. He described himself from the beginning as a servant of the king. He respected the Raja as a peasant. He allowed the annual Dasara festival to continue in the kingdom and himself participated in it. Page 8. He never assumed openly any marks or attributes of legal sovereignty. Thus, Hyder Ali's position gradually increased in Mysore. Krishnaraja Wadayar II died in 1766 AD. After his death, the relationship of the royal family with Hyder Ali was declined. The frequent succession of young kings after the death of Krishnaraja Wadayar II, like Nanja Raja, Chamaraja IV, 7 and Chamaraja 8, helped Hyder Ali indirectly to assert his power and position over the affairs of the Mysore kingdom. 8.4 Political situation in India. It was critical time in the history of India when Hyder Ali came to power in Mysore. Politically, it was the time when the Mughals were in the decline, the Marathas were rising into prominence, and the European powers just transforming themselves from trading companies into political powers and territorial authorities. The Nizam, who had established himself in the Deccan, regarded himself as successor to Mughal sovereignty in the south and frequently invaded the territories to the south and demanded tribute. He was a self-seeking and undependable ruler who often changed his loyalties. The Marathas, after the fateful Battle of Panipat of 1761, directed their energies to the south and were trying to expense of the Nizam and other kingdoms and were a constant menace to them. The French and the English, who tried to exploit the prevailing political disunity and rivalries among Indian powers to their own political advantage, they were unpredictable factors, and ultimately, the real danger to the independence of the country came from the British. 8.4.1 His conquests. After establishing himself securely in power, Hyder Ali embarked upon an extensive career of conquests. In prosecuting his aims and objectives, Hyder proceeded most systematically, realizing the nearer or easier objective first. Hyder Ali joined hands with the Basatal Jung of Hyderabad with his army in the conquest of Hoskote and Sira, and Basalat was to invest Hyder with the Subab of Sira in return of a nazar of rupees 3 lakhs. The acquisition of Sira and Hoskote soon paved the way for a series of operations in central and northern Karnataka, which has been fast slipping out of the hands of the Marathas. Between 1761 to 1762 AD, Hyder Ali conquered Dudballapur and Chikkaballapur. He considered the reduction of that place a necessity required to secure the safety of the Mysore frontier on his side. Page 9. After this, he captured Gudibanda and Madaksira. These conquests helped to secure the frontiers of Mysore. Hyder Ali made arrangements for their administration as parts of Mysore territory. In the middle of AD 1762, he led successful campaigns against the Palagars of Rayadurga, Harappanahalli, and Chitradurga. Towards the close of AD 1762, Hyder, accompanied by Madakari Nayaka of Chitradurga, marched towards Bidanur. Actually, it was under the rule of Rani Viramaji. Bidanur, the richest commercial city, fell into the hands of Hyder Ali in 1763. After a heroic fight, the Rani was imprisoned at Madagiri with her adopted son, Somasekhara Nayaka. Impressed by Bidanur's situation, its historical associations, its fortifications, its proximity to the sea, and its prosperity, Hyder seemed to have concluded that Bidanur would prove a suitable capital for a territory which he might call his own, quite apart from the kingdom of Mysore, of which he was only a Sarvadhikari. About the middle of 1763 AD, with Bidanur as the base of operations, Hyder reduced Sode, Ankola, Panchamahal, Basavarajadurga, Honavara, Mangalore, Ballarayadurga, former dependencies of Bidanur. The conquest of Sode helped him to stretch the boundaries of Mysore far to the northwest of the Tungabhadra, with a view to establish a sort of defensive cordon along the whole extent of his northern border. Hyder led an attack against the Nawab of Savanur, who, after a gallant effort, submitted to him. On the west coast, he also conquered Honavara, Mangalore, Kakanur, and North Malabar. This rapid political expansion by Hyder Ali was not liked by the Marathas and the Nizam of Hyderabad. This resulted in a series of war which became popular as Anglo-Mysore Wars. As he said above, Hyder's policy of expansion brought him into collision directly from the Marathas on the one side and the Nizam Ali on the other. He knew the trouble that was in store for him. Early in 1763, Hyder Ali first settled with Nizam Ali the Sira affairs by making a nazar of 6 lakhs of rupees and obtained sanads for the districts of Sira and Bidanur from him. 8.5 Foreign Policies of Hyder Ali. 8.5.1 Relations with the Marathas. After the fall of Vijayanagara in the Battle of Talikota in 1565, many Marathas came to occupy distinguished places in different states and principalities of South India. Page 10. Gradually and slowly, the Karnataka, Bijapur, Balaghat region and Tanjore in South India became the centers of Maratha influence in South India. After the death of Shivaji in 1680, the Marathas, though lost their political importance, soon regained their glory during the able leadership of Peshwas. The portions of Bangalore, Kolar and Tumkur districts were formed. The Jahangir of Marathas played a greater role in determining the politics of the early 18th century. The Marathas even collected Chauth and Sardeshmukhi from the regions of Karnataka. The influence of Marathas in the history of Mysore Kingdom can be studied from the 1637 AD to 1792 AD. It was during this period Hyder Ali succeeded in providing a strong resistance to the Maratha invasion. In 1758, Hyder Ali exhibited his skill of warfare and diplomacy. During 1760 to 61, when the Marathas became their second campaign against Mysore, Hyder Ali excelled once again. Hyder Ali also succeeded in destroying the secret agreement with the Marathas had planned. Hyder Ali considered the Marathas as his arch enemies. He also understood their political power. The defeat of the Marathas in the Third Battle of Panipat in 1761 by the army of Ahmad Shah Abdali resulted in more intervention of the Marathas. Between 1761 and 1763, Hyder Ali conquered almost the northern parts of Karnataka, which was either his original dominoes, comprised Sira, Dodbellapur, Chikkabellapur. These were the new territories, Hosakote, Bidanur, Bankapura, Dharwar, Hubli, and Sauda. The chiefs of Chitradurga, Rayadurga, and Haranapallahalli also agreed to pay him booty. In 1764, the Marathas, under the personal command of Peshwa Madhava Rao, invaded the northern parts of the dominion of Hyder Ali. In March 1765, a peace settlement was made. Till 1771, the Marathas continued their invasion and many parts of Karnataka was plundered. The Marathas also tried to instigate many local rulers and chieftains against Hyder Ali. In 1772, Hyder Ali entered into the secret treaty with Raghunatha Rao. Accordingly, the geopolitical region to the south of the river Krishna was transferred to Hyder Ali. This resulted in the joint campaign led by both the Marathas and the Nizam of Hyderabad during 1777 and 1778, but in 1780, the Marathas had withdrew from the processions of Hyder Ali. Page 11. 8.5.2 Relations with the French. M. Dumas, the governor of French India, was the first French who dreamt of building a French empire in India. He was succeeded in October 1741 by Joseph Francis Dupleix. It was during his period the French began to expand their control in India. The French East India Company was established in 1664 by the French. By 1673, they had succeeded in capturing Chandranagore and established their influence in Pondicherry. Hyder Ali, after visiting Pondicherry, said to have come under the influence of the French army and their discipline. He was also overwhelmed by the new techniques of European warfare which came to light during the Carnatic affairs. When Hyder Ali began to recruit more number of Europeans into his army, the greater number were French. He also purchased new war armaments like muskets and cannons. Hyder Ali, who understood the importance of maintaining a well-trained and well-equipped army, took many measures to modernize the army. He considered traditional character of Mysore army as the reason for the fall in the morality and integrity among the soldiers in the army. Though he was an admirer of the French, he did not like to intensify his relations with the French. He considered all the Europeans, for that matter, as aliens who are aimed as power. He wanted to use them, to keep them away or to subdue them as the situation arrives. But as his relations with the English worsened, he started to rely more on the French. Hence, he decided to take the help of the French in the military campaigns which he undertook against the English. 8.5.3 Relations with the English. More than the French and the Marathas, Hyder Ali considered the English as his enemies. Many reasons compelled the English to intervene in the internal political affairs in South India. The most important among them was the breaking out of a war in 1744 between the England and the France in Europe. Though the English had been established in Madras for nearly 100 years by then, they had not taken any step to protect themselves against possible attacks from the French at Pondicherry. On the other hand, the French had made Pondicherry their headquarters. The attempts made by the French to organize an army influenced the English to do so. The changes in the outlook of both the English and the French contributed more to the existing political problems. Page 12. Since Mysore was near to the political arenas like Hyderabad and Karnatak, where both the English and the French competed, it was natural on the part of Hyder Ali to turn his attention towards both of them. The intervention of Hyder Ali both in Hyderabad campaign and Carnatic was resulted in increasing his political supremacy. His constant intervention in the affairs of some local rulers and particularly his relations with the Marathas and the Nizam of Hyderabad brought him near the periphery of a direct war. This war became famous as the First Anglo-Mysore War. First Anglo-Mysore War, 1767 to 1769 AD. The First Anglo-Mysore War, which was fought between 1767 and 1769, in the first in the series of wars which both Hyder Ali and his son Tipu Sultan fought against the English. The reason for the First Anglo-Mysore War was the result of the enmity between the English and the Nizam of Hyderabad. Among this, many reasons contributed to the breakdown of this war. Though Hyder Ali maintained cordial relationships with the English, the English considered him as the anti-British. In 1763, he had granted them a firman to establish a factory at the Honnavara on the west coast. Hyder Ali wanted to extend his control over Malabar because of the lucrative spice trade. During 1766 and 1767, the cordial relationships between Hyder Ali and the English continued. But it became strained when the English objected his intervention, other hand in Malabar. The English tried to their best to prevent Hyder Ali joining the French. On the other hand, requirement of French to his army was not liked by the English. Another factor which strained the relations between Hyder Ali and the English was the hostility between Muhammad Ali, the Nawab of Karnatak, and Hyder Ali. French Hyder Ali tried to build cordial relations with the English. On the other hand, the English instigated the Nizam of Hyderabad against Hyder Ali. These later contributed to the First Anglo-Mysore War. Hyder Ali did not like the Nizam, who allied himself with the English. Hyder Ali, by using his diplomatic skill, succeeded in separating the Marathas from his alliance by promising to pay them. He also won over to his side the Nizam. The result was that the English were left alone. The English fought bravely in the beginning. The army of Mysore, by chasing the English, reached as far as Madras in the south. Hyder Ali succeeded in defeating the English in the battles of Vinayambadi, Amburu, and Madras. Page 13. On March 28, 1769, Colonel Smith surrendered to Hyder Ali. On April 4, 1769, both Hyder Ali and the English signed a peace treaty. According to the Treaty of Madras, the First Anglo-Mysore War came to an end. Main provisions of the Madras Treaty, 1769 AD. According to the provisions of Madras Treaty, it was agreed to release the prisoners of war, and for this both the parties agreed. Both the parties should agree to maintain friendship for mutual security. It was also decided by both the English and the Hyder Ali to give mutual military help in case of an aggression of a foreign power. The Treaty of Madras can be considered as an important milestone in the rise of Hyder Ali. It helped him in increasing his political prestige. But soon things began to change in 1770. The Marathas, under the leadership of Maratha invasion as per the Treaty of Madras, the English refused to help him. Instead, they chose to remain neutral. Hyder Ali considered this as a violation of the terms of Treaty of Madras. The English at Madras also refused to help him. On the other hand, when the Bombay government signed an agreement with Hyder Ali, it was ruled by the Court of Directors in 1772. Instead, the Bombay government signed an agreement with Raghoba Rao, who was a claimant of the post of the Peshawa. Hyder Ali at once decided to march against the Marathas and captured Guti. Also enlisted the supporters of French and Dutch. The Madras government, which had turned down the request of Hyder Ali, suddenly decided to attack Pondicherry. After occupying it, the English sent an expedition against Mahé in Malabar. Hyder Ali, in order to rescue Mahé from the English, sent his army to it, but he failed in it. In the month of March 1779, Mahé was captured by the English. These political developments later led to the formation of Quadruple alliance considering Haider Ali the Nizam of Hyderabad, the Pune government and the Bhosle of Nagpur. This later resulted in the Second Anglo-World War, Mysore. The Second Anglo-Mysore War, 1780-84 AD. Soon after the First Anglo-Mysore War came to an end, Haider Ali had to fight against the Marathas. As per the Treaty of Madras, the English did not help him when Marathas attacked Mysore. One of the terms of the treaty was that the English should go to the assistance of Haider Ali in the event of an invasion of his territory by the Marathas. Page 14. When the Marathas actually invaded Mysore in November 1769 and when Haider implored for their help, the English failed to keep up their promise. This convinced Haider that the English were not to be trusted. He told the English envoy, Mr. Grey, who came to plead for friendship, on the eve of the crisis of 1769, that he could never make friendship with persons who were voids of shame and truth. In 1780 AD, accordingly, a confederation of Indian states was constituted against the English, in which Haider Ali was also a party to it. In July 1780 AD, he attacked Madras. Thus, the Second Anglo-Mysore War began in 1780. Warren Hastings, the Governor General of the English, won over to his side Bhosle of Nagpur. In the meantime, Nizam of Hyderabad also left the alliance and joined the English. The Pune government also left the alliance. The result was that Haider Ali was left alone to fight against the British. In the beginning of the war, Haider Ali's army was much superior than the army of English. It occupied many places in Karnataka. The army of Haider Ali succeeded in reaching near Madras. The towns of Porto Novo and Kanchipuram were plundered. As a result of this, Haider Ali was able to occupy Arcot, the capital of Karnataka. At that time, Sir Eyre Coote was the commander of English army. He was able to provide a stiff resistance to Haider Ali at Porto Novo in July 1781. On the request of Haider Ali, his son Tipu Sultan rushed towards Porto Novo from Wandiwash. In the Battle of Polilur in August 1781, the English succeeded in defeating Haider Ali. The English captured Nagapattinam and Trichomalai. Haider Ali continued his fight. Since he was suffering from cancer, he died in December 7, 1782, in the midst of the war. After the death of Haider Ali, the war was continued by Tipu Sultan. He had to fight not only against the English but also against other enemies. Though he failed to capture Mangalore, he succeeded in establishing his hold over Bidanur. On the other hand, the English army started its advance towards Srirangapatnam. Meanwhile, the American War of Independence came to an end. With this, the hostilities between the English and the Haider Ali also came to an end with the signing of Treaty of Mangalore on May 11, 1784. Thus, the Second Anglo-Mysore War came to an end. Page 15. Articles of Mangalore Treaty, 1784 AD. The main articles of Mangalore Treaty can be summarized as follows. Point 1. Peace and friendship was to be immediately established. Point 2. Tipu should completely evacuate from Karnataka and restore all forts. Point 3. The English should hand over Hanuvar, Karwar, Sandashvinagar and adjoining places. Point 4. English prisons should be released. Point 6. Tipu should not claim hereafter over Karnataka. Point 7. All persons who were displaced from Karnataka region should be allowed to return. Point 8. Tipu should not molest the Rajas who had supported the English. Point 9. Tipu should confirm all the commercial privileges of English given by his father Haider Ali. Point 10. Tipu should restore the English factory of Calicut. Point 11. The terms of the treaty should be signed both by English and Tipu Sultan. 8.6. An estimate. Haider Ali occupies a unique place not only in the history of Mysore but also of India. He died in the midst of war in December 7, 1782 at Narasinghara Yanapet near Chittor at the age of 60. The body was first buried at Kolar in the tomb of Fateh Muhammad. It was afterwards removed to Srirangapatna and was buried in the grand mausoleum built by Tipu. Hyder Ali possessed great natural talents, which raised an unlettered individual from obscurity to the supreme control of a powerful kingdom. He fixed his steadfast view upon the end and considered simply the efficiency and never the moral tendency of the means. By his strenuous exertions for over two decades, AD 1761 to AD 1782, Hyder Ali extended the kingdom of Mysore up to the Krishna in the north and had very nearly succeeded in making its southern frontier conterminous with Ramaswaram in the south. With the tendency to advance further in the direction of North Sarkars and Travancore respectively, despite the chronic pressure of the Marathas on one hand and the persistent opposition and hostility of the Nawab Muhammad Ali and his allies, the English on the other, this was an achievement in the political field which was nothing short of the great medieval Vijayanagara Empire. Indeed, Mysore had practically stepped into its place as its sole Hindu representative in the land, and with Srirangapatna as the center of political gravity, her scheme of expansion in the north and the south closely resembled the Vijayanagara policy inherited by the early rulers of Mysore in the 17th century, sought to be developed by the Dalvois about the middle of the 18th century, and consistently followed by Hyder in the latter part of that century. As such, this political work for Mysore acquires supreme significance. Page 16. Hyder was a great soldier, conqueror, administrator, statesman, and diplomat. He was known for his great courage and intrepidity. As a soldier and for his strategy as a leader of armies, he maintained a powerful stand army comprising infantry, cavalry and artillery organized and drilled on European models. He realized the importance of navy and laid the foundation of a naval power to guard shores. As an able administrator, he provided the kingdom with a strong, stable government and promoted the welfare of his subjects. In organizing the administration, he respected the established practices and local customs. He generally followed a remarkably tolerant religious policy. A story of Hyder's impartiality may be recalled. A Mohammedan saint named Pir Ladha complained to him that the Hindus at Srirangapatna had beaten his followers. Hyder learnt that Mohammedans had been the mischief makers as they had attacked a Hindu procession. When Pir Ladha argued that the procession was an insult to Islam and that the conduct of the Hindus should not be tolerated by Hyder as the head of the Musliman government, Hyder replied, "Who told you that it was a Musliman government? I am sure I never did." The priest then threatened to leave Srirangapatna and Hyder told him he could go whenever he pleased. Hyder divorced religion from politics and secularized the state. Despite his faults and limitations, Hyder Ali left a deep impression on the history of Mysore and of India in the 18th century as a warrior and statesman. 8.7. Summary. We summarize the early life and career in this unit and also the circumstances which led Hyder Ali to rise into political importance and analyze the relations with Hyder Ali developed with the Marathas, French and English. We also understood the relations with Hyder Ali developed with the English, which resulted in the First and the Second Anglo-Mysore War. He occupies a unique place not only in the history of Karnataka but also of India. Page 17. He died at the age of 60 in the midst of the Second Anglo-Mysore War on December 7th, 1782, at Narasingarayanapet near Chittor. When he started to emerge gradually in the affairs of Mysore, he was surrounded by enemies. He experienced many ups and downs in his career. He was a great soldier, a master of war skills, and a great statesman and diplomat. He tried to assert his position more and more in the midst of both internal rivalries and external enemies. He tried to preserve the integrity and independence of Mysore, and by doing so, secured Mysore a formidable position. By the time of his death, the kingdom of Mysore had extended from the rivers Krishna and Tungabhadra in the north of Kaveri Delta region in the south, and it also included Malabar, Kanara, and Honavar. 8.8 Self-Assessment Questions. Number 1. Sketch the career and achievements of Haider Ali. Page 18. Number 2. Describe that part played by Haider Ali in making Mysore a powerful state in India. 2. Write short notes on. Number 1. Conquests of Haider Ali. Number 2. First Anglo-Mysore War. Page 19. 8.9. Suggested book for further study. Number 1. Hayavadana Rao C. The book is History of Mysore, Volume 2 and 3. Number 2. Basavaraj K.R. The book is History and Culture of Karnataka. Number 3. Divakar R.R. The book is Karnataka Through the Ages. Number 4. Muhibbul Hasan. The book is History of Tipu Sultan. Number 5. Sheikh Ali B. The book is Karnataka Samagra Charitre Education. Dr. Mahadevi. Page 20. Notes.